KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune into KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
This is Slug Sound Waves.
I'm Ali Shimkus. I am the bassist for La La Diabla. Pronouns are she and her. There's Adam on drums, and then I have James Richards on guitar. La La Diabla is kind of like a garage rock, surfy influenced, punk influenced, just kind of mashup. We're an instrumental only band, and we'd like to keep it that way. If you are a saxophonist in Salt Lake, all that being said, if you play saxophone or trumpet or some weird instrument and you're trying to be a part of this, hit me up. We're really into 99.9 KUAA. They play a lot of that similar type of like surfy music. And it's just where it's at. Like, I just really groove to that personally. I think part of the reason we've strayed towards being instrumental is because none of us are good singers. James is okay. I'm not a good singer, and Adam's too busy on the drums. So that's just kind of how it was since the inception of the band. Like, we just got in a room and we pulled our instruments out and we just started going. La La Diabla started in 2018. Adam and I were roommates. He had just moved here from Chicago. You know, we had kind of tossed around the idea of starting a band. I had bought him a pack of those refrigerator magnets that are like the poetry pieces that you can put together and make like sentences. And the pack I had bought him was the bitch pack. Everything in that pack was kind of saucy. And Adam had made a poem on the refrigerator. I don't even remember how it went, but I just remember it ended with something something doormat whore. And I took a picture of it on Snapchat and kind of put it on my story. And as a joke, I said, new band name. And James, who I hadn't really talked to in like 8 or 9 years, he reached out of the blue after 8 or 9 years and was like, let's do it. And I was like, oh shit, okay. Invited him over and we all just jammed, and first day jamming together we had a song, like beginning, middle, end, bridge, chorus, verse, all the, I mean, of course no lyrics, but we're kind of like at that point we're like, we're gonna figure it out as we go. When we're practicing together, like, we don't talk that much. James is a very quiet, reserved guy. And I think definitely for him, the way he expresses himself is 100% music. Like, he just has his guitar and then he can make poetry. It's insane. And I've known him for so long that, you know, I can kind of hear something and figure it out to the point where, like, I can come up with a pretty simple bass line that'll support what you're doing. And I think he kind of liked that because he and I have been in bands together, like, on and off since we were... He's a little younger than me, but I was, like, 14. He was 12. And he was already so good. And, you know, we're just, like, playing together. I think we had another band in high school called Blind Perspective. And we used to play the Outer Rim back in the good old days. And that used to be a metal band. Like, we were very metal. And James has, like, a metal influence. And again, it was just three people. It was me, him, and a drummer. You know, with James, he's just got such a big sound for one person. I'm kind of, like, along for the ride. Like, you play a riff, I'll figure it out. I'm not gonna ask questions, and I'll make it simple, and I'll make you look good. So... Adam was here from Chicago. This was before he moved here. After we had initially met, you know, he'd come into Salt Lake from Chicago for these business trips every once in a while and hit me up and be like, hey, like, what's going on tonight? Is there anything cool going on? And he's a music person. I'm a music person. Agent Orange was playing at Urban Lounge. And we went and we had a baller time. Who was opening for them? Flatfoot 56 opened for them, and I used to be really into Flatfoot 56. I just remember him laughing at me because I had a beer, and I was in the part of Urban Lounge where it's like a dance floor, and a mosh pit started. I was like, cool, mosh pit. So I started getting in the mosh pit, but somebody had spilled their beer, and I slipped in the beer puddle, and I fell, like, straight on my face. Face planted in a puddle of beer in a mosh pit at an Agent Orange show. For us, like, being instrument only is unique enough around the scene where it's kind of refreshing, like, for other bands to have us play kind of in the middle of a set and kind of just, like, get you ready for the next band. I shouldn't even, like, sell us like that, like, a warm-up band. But, you know, I think, like, if you go to a show and you have two metal bands and you throw us in the middle, which actually kind of happened with Localized, like, we were the opener, and it was definitely a little out of our genre, but that's what makes the best shows, is having a mix. We just kind of fit with, like, anybody, and it's not even with the intention of doing that. We just play what we want to play, how we want to play it. We perfect the songs, like, in a democratic process. Like, James will start with something, I'll make a bass line, Adam will come in with drums, and we have a song. Now that we're back practicing after so many months, I almost think we've, like, kind of rethought how to play it a little bit, or have accidentally fallen into a new way of playing it because we forgot how to play it originally. And that's been kind of fun, and I think that's something that also being an instrumental band has allowed us to do, is just kind of experiment with our sound and mess around with, you know, how long this guitar solo goes or how long this part goes. And I think part of the dynamic of the three of us just playing so well together has made that easy to do. we're definitely all like auditory people. Like we hear it and we can know. And I think that's why we kind of click together as a group. It's like great to get back together and realize, you know, how much of the songs, like, we don't have this stuff written down anywhere, really. Like, we just kind of go for it. And we all have it, like, so memorized. And even if it's not, like, we can kind of just riff off what we know. Yeah, so we had a practice recently. And we're like, we can't even remember the names of our songs. We just remember the songs themselves. And so we'll just be like, oh, yeah, there's the one. Okay, yeah, here we go. And that's how the practice went. And yeah, we're practicing with the goal of playing for Craft Lake City this year. And we'd really like to get back to live music and just playing in general, even though things are still closed. I think the world's going to open soon, and we want to get back out there. That was definitely the highlight of being in this band from 2018 to 2020. We'd just like to pick up where we left off. We're about to listen to Sugar House, Sugar High, which is personally my favorite song. And it's kind of funny because I was the least involved with the writing of the song. I was actually gone the day Adam and James came up with this song. But it's my favorite, and I hope you enjoy. We're really trying to get back out there. We had so much fun playing shows. And we played a show, I think it was like February 6th, we played our last show before the pandemic last year. And we had so much fun. And I miss it so much. We just want to get back to playing live. And so our goal this year is to play Craft Lake City
coming up in August, and hopefully you will see us there.
Our Instagram is law.law.diabla. We can be found at soundcloud.com/doormatwhore. Yes, we need to update it. I'm really sorry.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Subscribe to Slug Mag's YouTube channel for monthly virtualized concerts featuring Utah musicians. The next concert premieres April 23rd at 8 p.m. and features D.D. Darby Duffin, Bree Ray, and Jay Warren.